evening, Blue Jays fans. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game two of this six-game set between the visiting Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Bradenton took the series opener last night after trailing 1-0 headed into the ninth. A go-ahead three-run homer by Emmanuel Torero off Kiner Leone put Bradenton on top 3-1. And that's how it ended, improving the Marauders' record on the year to 11-5 and dropping Dunedin to 7-9. Another excellent start was put to waste for the Blue Jays. Rafael Ohashi was brilliant, going 5 shutout innings with just 1 hit allowed and 5 Ks. And out of the bullpen, minor league rehabber Matt Swanson threw a perfect inning in his first appearance of the year, and Ryan Chassie continued his excellent start to the season, throwing 2 shutout innings. The lineup could not convert on a few chances they had besides that 7th inning. Twice, the Blue Jays left runners on 2nd and 3rd, including a total of 10 runners left on base, and they went a combined 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, and that proved to be very costly. But enough about last night's game here. Let's take a look elsewhere around the Florida State League. Fort Myers scored 4 runs in the final 2 innings to claim a comeback victory against Daytona. Jupiter walked off Tampa in the 10th inning, winning 3-2. Lakeland beat Palm Beach at home 13-6. And Clearwater beat St. Lucie 8-5. And a game's already been played today. Palm Beach beat Lakeland this morning 4-1. And how all that affects the standings, starting in the East, Jupiter now sits alone at first at 9-7. The Palm Beach Cardinals are a half game back at second. They're 9-8. Then Daytona is in third at 6-10, 3 games back of the Hammerheads. And finally, St. Lucie is in last, 4 games back at 5-11. Then in the West, Bradenton leads the pack at 11-5. Then Clearwater a game back at 10-6, followed by Fort Myers at 9-7, Lakeland at 9-8. Your Blue Jays are 7-9, and Tampa is still last at 6-10. Now looking ahead at tonight, Owen Kellington makes his first single-A start for the Marauders tonight. He's appeared in 3 games so far out of the bullpen, throwing 8 2/3 innings. 4 runs, 3 earned he's allowed, posting a 3.12 ERA. Kellington made 6 appearances and 2 starts last year in the Complex League after being drafted in the 4th round by the Pirates in 2021. He did struggle last season, putting up an ERA of 11.70 in 10 total innings of work. And for your Blue Jays, Major League rehabber Mitch White gets the start. Currently on the IL for Toronto after suffering some elbow inflammation towards the end of spring training. White was a second-round pick by the Dodgers back in 2016 and was acquired by the Blue Jays at last year's trade deadline. The 28-year-old is working to get healthy to rejoin Toronto at some point, hopefully in the near future. And now let's take a look at the lineups first for the Bradenton Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnston. Batting first at second base, Jesus Castillo. Batting second in left field, Emmanuel Torero. Batting third in right field, Rodolfo Nolasco. Batting fourth in center field, Tres Gonzalez. Batting fifth at shortstop, Javier Rivas. Batting sixth at third base, Alexander Mojica. Batting seventh, the DH, Jauri Custodio. Batting eighth, the catcher, Giovanni Planchart. And rounding out the order for the Marauders, batting ninth at first base, Nick Semil. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys line up like this tonight. Batting first at second base, Adrian Pinto. Batting second in left field, Glenn Santiago. Batting third at shortstop, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth, the catcher, Sammy Hernandez. Batting sixth in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting seventh, the DH tonight, Roque Salinas. Batting eighth at third base, Angel Del Rosario. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth in center field, Marcos De La Rosa. That will do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back before first pitch. That'll be in about 10-ish minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're ready for game two of this six-game set between the visiting Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Mitch White is on the bump for your Blue Jays, the Major League rehabber from Toronto, making his first start in an effort to come back and rejoin the Toronto squad. Suffered from some right elbow inflammation at the end of spring training, but he's back and ready to get back into game-ready shape. He'll start off against Jesus Castillo, tonight's second baseman for the Marauders. A righty-lefty matchup. First pitch is just off the plate. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and we're underway. 6:30 p.m. first pitch here at TD Ballpark. Second game back after a week in Jupiter, facing off with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Now chopper over to second, picked up by Pinto, toss over to first in time. One up, one down. Now let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield. Left to right, Glenn Santiago, Marcos De La Rosa, and Robert Robertis fill out the outfield. In the infield, left to right, Angel Del Rosario at third, Tucker Thoman at short, Adrian Pinto at second base, and Peyton Williams at first with Sammy Hernandez behind the dish. 4-3 put out to start this game off. That first pitch to Emmanuel Torero fouled back and up and out of play. One up, one down, Torero. He was last night's hero for the Marauders, a three-run shot off Kiner Leon to put the Marauders up 3-1 in the top of the ninth. An eight and a third innings pitch is how long it took for the Marauders to finally get on the board. One in, one the count now. Mitch White out of his tight windup. The 1-1, that one swung at and missed. 93-mile-an-hour fastball above the zone. Chased after by Torero, a 1-2 count. Mitch White, the 28-year-old, drafted in the second round back in 2016 by the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Blue Jays acquired him last year at the trade deadline. That one missed off the plate now, 2-2. Mitch has struggled a little bit in his short-tenured Blue Jays career. An above 7 ERA in a few games pitched. That one just missing. 3-2 now, the Cats are the second hitter of the ballgame. And with a major leaguer on the mound, pitch clock is 15:20 for him. And out of the windup, the 3-2. That one's fouled back to the screen. Torero stays alive. He'll see another pitch. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Rodolfo Nolasco, the right fielder, waiting on deck. And the 3-2 again. That one in there, called strike three. Fastball right on the inside corner. Caught Torero watching that one. First strikeout of the appearance for Mitch White, and that brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Two up, two down in the inning. Rodolfo Nolasco. Righty-righty matchup. White out of that windup. First pitch. That one sent towards left center. That's going to fall for a base hit. De La Rosa getting on his horse, trying to cut it off. Over towards second now, the throw, and Nolasco is going to get in there with a slide. A two-out double by Rodolfo Nolasco.
Fielder, number 27, Tres Gonzalez.
The outfield was shaded over to the right side. The opposite side of Nolasco at the plate. And he's able to punch that into the left center field gap. It was cut off before it got to the wall by De La Rosa, but he had to run a long way, so Nolasco had plenty of time to get to second. First hit of the ball game for the Marauders. Now a runner in scoring position. That brings up Tres Gonzalez. First pitch. That one in there for a called strike. Starting off Gonzalez 0-1. Gonzalez batting 360 to start the year. No home runs, but he does have 8 RBIs. A chance here to get the early lead for the Marauders and tack on to that RBI total. Righty-lefty matchup, that one low. Ball and a strike. Mitch White working out of the stretch now for the first time today. Looking towards second now. Turns, kicks, fires. That one low. Kept in front by Sammy Hernandez. Two balls and a strike now. Looked like the changeup that time for White. 13 pitches already. Seven strikes, six balls. Looking for the sign from Sammy. Now he comes set. The 2-1. That one just off the plate. Fastball couldn't dot that corner. Now a pretty good hitter's count for Tres Gonzalez. Gonzalez playing in his 15th game. Now looking back towards second is White again. Turns, kicks, fires, 3-1. Chopper up the middle. Perfectly placed, but off the glove of Tome, and that's going to get into center field. So an E6 should be the ruling on that play. Toman had a sure third out right there in his mitt, but it went in and out and into center field.
Shortstop, number 13, Javier Rivas.
That'll put an unearned run on the board against White and keeps this inning going. Now Javier Rivas, the shortstop, stepping in. One on, two away. Bradenton scoring here, two outs into this ballgame. Took them 25 to get their first run. That one, top of the screen, fouled off. 0-1 to start off Rivas. On the year, batting 246. Rivas went 0-4 last night, including a K. One on, one away. Well, one on, two away as that one's lifted up and out of play. Bounces around. In the seating bowl now, an 0-2 count to Rivas. No balls, two strikes. Tres Gonzalez sitting over there at first base. White comes set. The 0-2. Cut and a miss. He tried to hold up, but he couldn't. That slider in the dirt got him to chase after, and that will end the inning. One run on one hit, one error leading to that run by Tucker Toman. We'll head to the home half of the first. Bradenton with the early 1-0 lead. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights, pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight, I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking alright, TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light, got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road, real low.
back here, home half of the first. Bradenton leading 1-0. And they're going to call a pitch clock violation, I believe, on Owen Kellington. So Adrian Pinto is going to start off with a 1-0 count. He didn't start his motion on that final pitch with 30 seconds left on the clock. That is the pace of play rule. And now Pinto will start off with a 1-0 count. First pitch he sees, he fouls back into the screen. 1-1 to start him off. Pinto, in last night's ball game, went 2-for-3, drew a walk, sacrificed himself on a bunt attempt to move a runner over back in the seventh inning. That runner later came in to score on a sac fly by Robert Robertis, and it was the only run on the board for the Blue Jays to end the ballgame. A 2-1 count now to Pinto. Kellington kicks, fires that one upstairs, now 3-1. Owen Kellington making his first single-A start. Made two starts last year in the Complex League. Three appearances so far. That one ripped into left. That's a base hit. Pinto starting it off like he did last night with a leadoff single. One on, nobody out now. Glenn Santiago will step in. Turned on that fastball, sending into left field. Gets himself aboard. Now, Glenn Santiago up for the first time here at TD Ballpark this year. If you remember last year, Santiago spent a good deal of time here in Dunedin. First pitch to him is off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Santiago. Adrian Pinto over there at first base. Definitely a threat to steal. The 1-0 cut at and missed. Fastball coming in at 89 off the hand of Kellington. 1-1 now. Pinto so far this year, 6-of-8 on stolen base attempts. He's tied for the team lead with Angel Del Rosario. Now move over, and back in time is Pinto. 1-1 count at the plate. Pinto stole a bag after getting on with a leadoff single last night in the first inning. See if the Blue Jays want to be aggressive to try and even up that score. The 1-1, that one low and inside. A little bit below the knees, now a 2-1 count to Santiago. Santiago leading the team in batting average through four games played, this being his fifth. He's 4-of-12. Righty-righty matchup out of the stretch. Kellington kicks, fires. That one fouled back up above. And back into the crowd. So now a 2-2 count. One on, nobody out. Kellington taking a peek over his shoulder. Now a time call to the plate by Santiago. That's his first and only. 2-2 count. Kellington resets. Now kicks, fires. There goes Pinto. That one up and in. The throw down to second's not going to be in time. Pinto, with his seventh stolen base on the year, puts himself in scoring position. Giovanni Planchart wasn't able to get off his knee for that throw. And now Pinto finds himself on second base in scoring position. Nobody out here in this inning. 3-2 count at the plate to Santiago. Couple chances here potentially for Dunedin to tie up this ball game. And the pitch, that one lined foul. Santiago fights that one off. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, top of the zone. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Kellington looking towards second now, kicks, fires. That one up and in. Santiago draws the walk. Now first and second. Nobody gone for Tucker Toman. Switch hitting shortstop. He'll bat from the left side against the righty. First two hitters reach base for the Blue Jays. Now Toman coming in. That average dipping now down below 200. He started off hot, but he's had a bit of a slump here over these last eight-ish games. First pitch he sees, that one sent high towards center. Going back towards the wall is Tres Gonzalez over at the track. He'll make the grab. Pinto will tag up. He'll move over to third. So the Blue Jays will have runners on the corners. Let's take a look at the defense for the Marauders. In the outfield, left to right, Emmanuel Torero, Tres Gonzalez, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Along that infield, third to first, Alexander Mojica, Javier Rivas, Jesus Castillo, and then Nick Cimillo. Behind the plate is Giovanni Planchart. Toman gave that one a ride, but with the wind having died down over this last couple of minutes, it was blown straight out to left field. Didn't have enough carry. That one, first pitch to Peyton Williams, taken upstairs for a ball. First and third, one away. Big chance here for the Blue Jays. That one low and inside, kept in front by Planchart. A 2-0 count now to Williams. Sammy Hernandez, the catcher, waiting on deck. Williams on the year batting 120. He's struggled, as has much of the lineup, to start off this 2023 season. That one he takes inside. Now a 3-0 count. That looked like the curveball that time from Kellington. We'll see if Williams has the green light here. Pinto trying to make a quick move to draw Kellington's attention. Now that one's low. A four-pitch walk drawn by Williams. That'll load up the bases here, one out. That's going to get Planchart out from behind the plate and Matt Ford, the pitching coach for Bradenton, out of the dugout. An early mound visit. The Blue Jays have loaded the bases with only one out. Sammy Hernandez will have a chance. Hernandez on the year batting 214. He's 6 of 28 at the plate, one home run. That is his only RBI of the year. He's got a chance for a couple here. Now, Nathan Hall, home plate umpire, going to go out, break up the meeting. Nathan Hall behind the plate. Nobuoki Yasuda, the umpire on the bases.
Catcher, number 30, Sammy Hernandez.
Going to be Pinto on third, Santiago at second base, and Williams at first. Big chance here for Sammy. Leadoff single, a walk, a fly out, and then another walk have led to the bases loaded for the Blue Jays. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch, cut and a miss, that high inside fastball. Sammy saw the fastball, decided he wanted to swing. Couldn't connect, an 0-1 count. Kellington kicks, fires. Chopper foul towards the Bradenton dugout. Bounces off the front fence and now back into the foul ground over there and left. Take a second, waiting for that ball to be grabbed. And it'll be 0-2 to Sammy. Kellington comes set, trying to get a huge strikeout here. The pitch, cut and a miss, he does, that curveball. Hernandez swung right over top, and a three-pitch strikeout now sees the Blue Jays in danger of leaving the bases loaded here. Two down, the Blue Jays last night went 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, left a total of 10 runners on a board. Definitely don't want to start off the same way. Cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Robert Robertis. Right fielder tonight. This has been the story for the Blue Jays in these first 16 games. The 0-1 fouled off. No balls, two strikes. Righty-lefty matchup. Robertis with a chance. Wow. Kellington comes set. Kicks, fires. That one in the dirt. Good take there by Rupertis. That curveball of Kellington's has a ton of vertical drop. Ball and two strikes now. Kellington sets. Kicks, fires. And checking his swing. Did he go around? No appeal. Now they're asking for the appeal, and Yasuda says he did not go around. It's fastball off the plate. Now a 2-2 count. Kellington, the pitch. Caught and a miss. Back foot slider, and the Blue Jays starting off exactly how they didn't want to. They leave three runners aboard. They loaded the bases with only one away, and they can't do anything with it. Bradenton stays in the lead. It's 1-0 as we head to the second inning.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her.
We're back here, top half of the second. Owen Kellington with two big strikeouts to leave the bases loaded. Blue Jays, their struggles with runners in scoring position and really at the plate in general continue here in this first inning. Now Mitch White back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch, that one missed inside. 1-0 to start off Alexander Mojica, the third baseman tonight for the Marauders. Mojica on the year batting .293, one home run, 8 RBIs. Out of the windup, White. That one lifted high. That'll stay in the infield. Slightly in fair territory. Right over by the first base bag. Peyton Williams settles, makes the grab, and that's one away.
Designated hitter, number 7, Howry Custodio.
Now, Howry Custodio. DH tonight for the Marauders. He steps in, batting .250 on the season. One home run, 6 RBIs. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. Looked like the curveball that time from White. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, now a chopper right back to White. It bounced off his leg. He looks fine. Throw from Del Rosario, not in time. Oh, it looked like they had him beat for sure. Angel Del Rosario charged in from third to make that play.
Catcher number 23, Giovanni.
Didn't come off the bat overly hard towards Mitch White, and he looks completely fine. I thought for sure they got him, but an infield single is the ruling. Nobuoki Yasuda on the call. Got a lot of jeers here from the crowd. First pitch, that one lined towards right center. That might be trouble. That's going to fall and one off the wall. Extra bases for Giovanni Planchart. They're going to hold the runner at third. Now an infield single and then a one-out double puts runners on second and third now. Now Nick Samillo steps in. Now the infield drawn in for Dunedin. Mitch White's going to have to do some work to get out of this. First pitch, that one, up and in. Take it for a ball, 1-0 to start off Cimillo. He came in the ninth inning as a defensive replacement after Giovanni Planchart, the original catcher, was pinch hit for. That being by Harry Custodio, who sits over there at third base. That one in there. Evens up the count 1-1. Ball and a strike. That infield in. White out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one outside corner, called a strike. 1-2 now the count to Cimillo. Reminder, this is an all ABS game, automated balls and strikes. We'll have our challenge games over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. White kicks, fires. Chopper over to short, picked up by Toman. Throw's going to come home, and it's going to be in time. Harry Custodio got up shaking his finger over at Nathan Hall. But that throw beat him by a mile. Sammy Hernandez is able to apply the tag. The runner from second stays. That's Planchart. He was not off with that batted ball to short. So it'll be first and second, a big out there for Dunedin. Cimillo stands on first with that fielder's choice. First pitch to the back up to the top of the order, Jesus Castillo. He takes up high for a ball 1-0. Castillo grounded out to second base. Pinto on the putout. That being in the first inning to lead this ball game off. White steps off. That's his first disengagement. Now he comes set. Looking back over towards second. Now Terrence kicks, fires. That one lifted high towards center. Marcos De La Rosa moving a few steps to his right. He settles, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. So no damage done by the Marauders after they put runners on second and third with only one away. We'll head to the home half of the second. It's still 1-0. Bradenton leads.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. Told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. You can't be right.
We're back here, home half of the second. Roque Salinas, the DH tonight, is going to lead things off. Roque batting in the 7-hole. 7-8-9 hitters due up. Salinas, Del Rosario, and De La Rosa. First pitch by Kellington, taken outside for a ball. The fastball missed 1-0. Kellington, two big strikeouts of Hernandez and Robertis to end that bottom half of the first, and a really nice grab out there. On a line shot, Javier Rivas, the shortstop, leapt up, made the grab, and that's out number one.
Number four, Angel Del Rosario.
One up, one down. Salinas robbed of a base hit there by Rivas, and now Del Rosario stepping up. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Del Rosario. That one missed for a ball, 1-0. Angel Del Rosario batting 250 through eight games played so far. 7 of 28, cuts and misses at that slider now, 1-1. One home run, two RBIs on the season for Del Ro. And he swings over top of that slider again, now 1-2. Got them all off balance. One and two out of the windup. Kellington caught and a miss. Fastball above the zone. Got Del Rosario to chase after it.
Center fielder.
Now two down for the 9-0 hitter, Marcos De La Rosa. Third strikeout on the day so far for Kellington. Righty-lefty matchup. Switch hitting center fielder. He bloops that one towards right. Coming in is Nolasco, and he's not able to make the grab. Slid down to the ground, and he couldn't corral it. So a two-out single for Marcos De La Rosa. That brings up Adrian Pinto.
Now batting number one, Adrian Pinto.
Marcos De La Rosa with a ton of speed himself over there at first base. He's 4 of 6 so far this year on stolen base attempts. Wouldn't be surprised if the Blue Jays try to get him going. Kellington out of the stretch now. Now move over to first, and De La Rosa back in easily. Adrian Pinto, a base hit into left field to start off this Blue Jays lineup back in the first. He was stranded over at third base to end it. There does not go De La Rosa. First pitch in there for a strike. He took a couple quick steps and then stopped immediately. 0-1. Kellington very aware of De La Rosa over there. There he goes. That one at the knees, called a strike, and it gets into center field. De La Rosa doesn't see the ball, so he'll stay there at second. Might have had a chance to get into third, but again, with two outs, not really the risk you want to take. An 0-2 count, it was called a strike of the knees to Pinto. That's the fifth stolen base of the year for De La Rosa. And the 0-2, that one blooped into center. That's going to score a run. They're going to wave De La Rosa around. There's going to be no throw to the plate. Now headed over to second is Pinto. That throw got all the way around. Now Pinto's caught up between second and third. He's going to have to get out of a pickle. It's over at the third baseman, Mojica, now diving away from it. Pinto's still safe, and now he's going to get tagged out. Pinto a bit too aggressive. That throw to the plate should have been cut off by three different Marauders, and everybody let it go, and then it bounced over the catcher Planchard's head before Kellington was able to finally corral it. But the Blue Jays get a base hit and a run all in one attempt for Pinto, an RBI single for him. They tie things up as we head to the third. It's 1-1. We'll be right back. We're back here. Top half of the third. It's now 1-1 after a weird play, an RBI single by Adrian Pinto, and then he got caught in a pickle between second and third, getting tagged out for the third out of the inning. First pitch by Mitch White to Emmanuel Terrero. That one, he looked to lay down a bunt. Pulled back as that one was up and out. 1-0 to start off Terrero. He was caught looking. First strikeout of the day for Mitch White. Out of the windup, the 1-0. That one up and out. Now a 2-0 count. Mitch White, one unearned run against him at the moment. Now that one fouled onto the foot of Nathan Hall. Sammy Hernandez going to jog out to the mound and give Hall some time to get that one out of his system. 2-1 now the count to Terrero. Hit his second home run of the night, as I mentioned earlier. A three-run shot that ended up giving the Marauders the win. Out of the line of the 2-1 by White. That one a chopper over to second. Picked up by Pinto. Throw over to first is in time to get Terrero hustling down the line. One up, one down. Right, that brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. He doubled into left center field in his first at bat, that being in the first inning. And he came in to score on the error by Toman. Now first pitch, that one in there for a strike. Oh, and one to start off in the last go. Out of the windup, righty-righty matchup. Mitch White kicks, fires, that one's in there. Slider caught the inside corner, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. White, the pitch. That one, the fastball looked like the fastball. That one low in the dirt, 1-2. Ball and two strikes to Nolasco. The pitch. That one, in on the hands, fouled back. Nolasco stays alive. You'll see another. Mitch White, 37 pitches so far. Now he comes set. Starts that windup. The pitch. That one ripped towards left. Medium depth, actually, and underneath that one is Santiago. Only had to take about a step back. Sounded way more threatening off the bat. But either way, that's two down now for Tres Gonzalez. Two up, two down in the inning. Now Gonzalez, he reached on an error. First pitch, that one at the knees, called a strike. 0-1 to start off the center fielder tonight for the Marauders. Time called at the plate by Gonzalez. He didn't like that strike call, but it is ABS, so not much he can do. I can see it on the game day. It just clipped that bottom part of the zone. The 0-1. That one lifted towards left. Santiago moving a little over to his right, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. First 1-2-3 inning for the Blue Jays defensively. We'll head to the home half of the third. It's 1-1 here at TD Ballpark.
Way down Every spark that the wind is in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. Dropped her off early, but I didn't go.
We're back here in the bottom half of the third, and Blue Jays fans, be sure to cycle on over to TD Ballpark this Friday, April 28th, for Bike Night. The Blue Jays take on these Bradenton Marauders with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. There's going to be a pregame bike ride guided by Dunedin Bike Tours and a bunch of great raffle items. I've seen the list. You're going to want to check it out. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. Glenn Santiago up to lead off this third inning. Bottom half of the third, Owen Kellington back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch lifted high towards left center. Going back over towards the wall over at the track, and it, hauling it in is Emmanuel Torero. That is a loud out number one.
Shortstop, number
Santiago gave that one a ride, just couldn't get the wind to carry it enough. One pitch, one out, one up, one down in the inning now, Tucker Thoman. Toman up for the second time, and he's looking to lay down a bunt. He bunts it foul. He flew out to center on the first pitch of his first at bat. An 0-1 count to him, batting from the left side. Kellington kicks, fires that one upstairs. 1-1, Tucker Thoman, the 19-year-old. Drafted by the Blue Jays last year in the second compensatory round. 2-1 now the count. Forgo a commitment to LSU to sign with the Blue Jays out of high school. Currently the fifth-ranked prospect in the Blue Jays org. Now a hard chopper over towards the Blue Jays dugout. Getting everybody on that top railing to jump out of the way. Now 2-2 the count to Thoman. He called time. He takes an extra few seconds. Digging back in. That left foot right on the back closest corner of the batter's box. The 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Thoman goes down, swing on, and looked like the changeup from Kellington.
Number 40, Peyton.
Now two down for Peyton Williams. Out of the windup, lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Williams. He cuts and misses over top of what looked to be the curveball. 0-1 to start him. Williams reached on a walk. Low to the bases, and he stayed there. That one in there, outside corner, now 0-2. Tie game, it's 1-1. That one, low and outside. One and two, out of the windup. Kellington, the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down on strikes, looked like the slider that time from Kellington. Fourth strikeout of the day for Owen Kellington as we head towards the top half of the fourth. It's still 1-1. And Blue Jays fans, we continue this series against these Bradenton Marauders all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers and $1 12-ounce sodas. Baseball and dollar brews, hard to beat that on a Thursday night. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
So let's at least agree to go our separate ways. Not gonna judge you when you're real. Somebody else long as you play. You won't be pissed when I do it myself, less.
We're back here. Top half of the fourth. Javier Rivas is going to lead things off for the Marauders. Mitch White back out for his fourth inning worth of work. First pitch, that one missed up high for a ball, 1-0. Just one unearned run allowed by White so far. It's a tie game. That one missed low, now 2-0. Forty pitches through the first three innings for White, and that one in there for a called strike. Rivas 0-for-1 with a strikeout. That ended the top half of the first. 2-1 the count to him now. Batting 242 now. 13 RBIs though. Lifted up way high right side. That'll get up and out of play. Rivas, second on the team in RBIs. He being one behind Emmanuel Torreira, who got three of them in the ninth inning last night. Out of the windup, the ready-ready matchup. White, 2-2. That one off the end of the bat, just getting a piece of it. White had him fooled on the slider, but just getting a piece on that was Rivas. He stays alive, he'll see another. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one, a bouncer over to second. Picked up by Pinto, moving to his left. The throw in time. A quick, easy out for Adrian Pinto there. And that's first one away for Alexander Mojica. Alexander Mojica. That's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the Blue Jays dugout. That should be it for Mitch White, and it will be. The point over to the dugout. That'll end his day. So his final line, 3 1/3. Just one unearned run allowed on three hits, no walks, and he struck out two. Successful first attempt at getting back into major league shape for Mitch White. He exits the ball game after an inning, or rather out into this fourth inning. And we'll have a new arm for Dunedin. It's going to be Kelvin Perez, the righty. We'll talk about him when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, top half of the fourth, one out. Kelvin Perez, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. He takes over for Mitch White after he went 3 1/3 innings. Righty-righty matchup. He'll start off against Alexander Mojica. First pitch, that one up and in. Oh, 1-0, rather, to start him off. Fourth appearance on the year for Perez. The 1-0, that one drops into the zone. Now a 1-1 count to Mojica. Perez, five innings pitched so far this year. He's given up six runs all earned. tough start to the year for him after last year for the Blue Jays. Pitched to a 2.55 ERA, that one inside. Popped off the mitt of Hernandez and back to the backstop. Now a 2-1 count to Mojica. Perez comes set, pitches out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one ripped towards left. That's hooking towards the pole, and that's going to be a foul ball. Not sure if that had the distance. It landed right in the seats. Think it might have had the distance, but it's just a foul ball for Mojica. So he'll head back to the plate. It'll be a 2-2 count for him. Perez has given up at least one run in all three of his outings. One run in his first, two in his second, three in his third. Now the 2-2 pitch to Mojica. Chopper left side. Diving pickup by Toman. Long throw is going to be in time to get the slow-moving Mojica. Tucker Toman, knowing who the hitter was and who was running down the first base line, picked up, settled his feet, got a strong throw off to first. A really nice play there by Tucker Toman to rob Mojica of a base hit. That's two down now. Howry Custodio will step in. Custodio, first pitch to him. Line shot right to Toman. Back-to-back plays made by the shortstop, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left the board for Bradenton. We'll head to the home half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. It's still a 1-1 ball game.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again.
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Sammy Hernandez is going to lead things off. Owen Kellington back out for his fourth inning worth of work. First pitch to Hernandez. Looked like the curveball there, but from Kellington. Missed inside. 1-0 to start off Sammy. He struck out swinging on three pitches with the bases loaded back in the first. That was one of two by Kellington to keep a run off the board for the Blue Jays. Ripped that one foul to the netting. Now a 1-1 count to Hernandez. Out of the windup, Kellington. That one upstairs. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. That one in there. Now 2-2. Caught and a miss there. Hernandez. Down on strike, swinging over top of that curve. Strikeout number six on the day for Owen Kellington. He's looked really good through first three and a third he's pitched. Now Robert Roberta stepping in. That one way up high. Fastball just 88. But he's mixed in some really nice breaking pitches. That one sent high towards right. Going back towards the wall as Nolasco turns, and that's gone! A solo shot for Robert Robertis, his first home run of the year, and that puts the Blue Jays in the lead here in the fourth. Oh, he crushed that one way up into the air. It kept going through the wind. And it landed inside the Blue Jays bullpen, giving the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead. Robert Robertis, his first of the year. And now Roque Salinas will step in. A newfound lead for Dunedin here. Haven't seen a ton of that lately for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Roque in there for a called strike, 0-1. That one, a tapper back foul. Now 0-2. Just the fifth home run by Dunedin during this 2023 season here in the 16th game. He's now the fifth different Blue Jay to homer. That one fouled off by Roque. Stays alive. And that one fouled off again by Roque. No balls, two strikes. Kellington out of the windup. The 0-2. Cut and a miss. That curveball in the dirt. Fooled Roque. He's down swinging. That'll bring up Angel Del Rosario. Seventh strikeout for Kellington. Now Delro stepping in. First pitch, that one's in there for a strike. Looked like the changeup that time from Kellington. An 0-1 count. That one sent towards right. Moving is Nolasco. It's going to get under his glove. Over towards the wall. It's going to hop against the wall. Del Rosario will round second. Now he's heading to third. The throw is going to be in time. He swim move and couldn't get around it. Del Rosario, too aggressive, round and third. That throw got to the cutoff man while Delro was about two or three steps off the second base bag. There's almost no chance of him getting in there. But he almost got around the tag with that swim move. But the Blue Jays take the lead as we head towards the top of the fifth. 2-1 thanks to the solo shot by Robert Robertis.
Your number all night. I'm always on your team. I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. New pitcher again for the Blue Jays. It's going to be the lefty, Kendry Rojas. His first non-start of the year. First pitch, cut and a miss, 0-1 to start him off. Giovanni Planchart leading off this fifth inning for Bradenton. That one way up high. 94-mile-an-hour fastball again. Third appearance on the year for Kendry. As I said, his first non-start. Obviously with the Major League rehabber here. Getting the start as that one's fouled back and out of play. 1-2. Kendry on the year, 9 1/3 innings pitched. 5 hits, 1 run, it was earned. Pitching to an 0.96 ERA. He's been very, very good in his second season with the Blue Jays. That one lifted towards left center. Calling for it is Santiago. He sees that into his mitt, and that's one up, one down.
First baseman, number two.
Final line for Kelvin Perez. 2/3 of an inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, no Ks. Now Nick Cimillo. He'll step in. Nobody on, one away. First pitch, that one off the plate outside, 1-0. Cimillo reached on a fielder's choice in his only appearance at the plate. Takes that one off the plate now, 2-0. The 2-0, that one inside corner, called a strike. Now 2-1. Rojas out of the windup. The pitch. That one's fouled back to the screen. A lot of fastballs to start off this appearance for Kendry. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays with a 2-1 lead here in the fifth. The 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Change up that time from Kendry. It's got some good arm side run. And it got Cimillo chasing after it off the plate. Now, top of the order coming up, Jesus Castillo. First strikeout for Rojas. Castillo 0-2 so far today. First pitch, checking his swing. That slider low inside. Did he go around? He did, says Nobuoki Yasuda. So a strike on the board. An 0-1 count to start off Castillo. Out of the windup. Lefty-righty matchup. The pitch. That one just off the plate. And the 1-1, cut and a miss. That high fastball got him to chase after it. Ball on two strikes now. Kendry looking for a 1-2-3 inning. One pitch away from doing so. Here it is, that one, way up high. I leave the count back up 2-2. And out of the windup, Rojas. 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled off. Castillo stays alive. He'll see another. This will be the 15th pitch of the inning for Rojas. And out of the windup, the lefty fires. That one checking his swing. He says he went around. Nathan Hall behind the plate immediately called it. The throw over to first to complete the strikeout by Sammy. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Marauders. Two strikeouts in the inning for Rojas. We'll head to the home half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. It's 2-1. Blue Jays lead it. And Blue Jays fans, for up-to-date info on your Dunedin Blue Jays, including rosters, schedules, and tickets, go to DunedinBlueJays.com. And to stay up-to-date on lineups and game results, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back here. Home half of the fifth. Marcos De La Rosa going to lead things off. New pitcher for the Marauders is the righty, Joshua Loshorn. And looking to lay down a bunt is De La Rosa as he pulls back, takes it for a strike, 0-1. Righty-lefty matchup with the switch hitting center fielder. He takes that one in there. Now quickly down 0-2. Loshorn on for the fourth time, 5 1/3 innings pitched. He's got an 8.44 ERA, 5 runs allowed, all earned. And the 0-2, that one low and inside. De La Rosa takes it, sees a ball on the scoreboard, now 1-2 the count. 9-1-2 hitters due up. De La Rosa, Pinto, and Santiago. Blue Jays leading 2-1, scoring a run each in the second and fourth inning. That one tapped foul. Now De La Rosa fights it off, stays alive. Final line for Owen Kellington. 4 innings pitch, 5 hits, 2 runs, all earned. 2 walks, 7 Ks, and that one ripped over towards the Blue Jays dugout. Right at Nick Deschamps. But it went off the bottom of the railing, and he's the only one in that area that stayed up there. A couple of the other guys jumped away. 1-2 still the count to De La Rosa. Cut and a miss. He goes down swinging on the high heater. First strikeout for Loshorn to his first batter. Now Adrian Pinto stepping in. Adrian Pinto, 2-2. Back-to-back singles. He's got an RBI on the day. He brought in De La Rosa. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him. Now the 0-1 pitch. That one low and inside. Couple back-to-back nice days at the plate already for Pinto. Two hits. He's going to be happy with today either way. The 1-1, that one lifted right side up and out of play. Now 1-2. Went 2-for-3 last night, 2-for-2 so far today. He's got a stolen base already as well today. Loshorn out of the stretch. He comes set. Kicks, fires. And trying to check his swing. That one was low and outside, but he went around. He knew it. Started jogging over to first, but a throw from Planchart over to first in time to complete the strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the appearance for Joshua Loshorn. Now Glenn Santiago stepping in for the third time. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. First pitch to him, that one low. Loshorn comes set. The 1-0 pitch. Ripped towards left, way up in the air, but well foul. One and one. Loshorn kicks, fires. That one called a strike of the knees. Santiago doesn't agree with the ABS call there. Now 1-2 count. And the pitch by Loshorn. That one inside, getting out of the way, was Santiago. Count all square, 2-2. Nobody on, 2 away. And the pitch. Cut and a miss. That slider again. Loshorn enters the game, strikes out the side. A really nice inning by him on just 15 pitches. We'll head to the top half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays leading the way, 2-1. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget, We continue the series against these Bradenton Marauders all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers and $1 12-ounce sodas. Baseball and dollar brews, hard to beat that on a Thursday night. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then, but easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know, but the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you.
We're back here, top half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays leading the way, 2-1. Kendry Rojas back out for his second inning worth of work, and leading off with a punt. Hard for me to say. Down the first base line, but off the mound was Rojas. Terrero trying to get aboard with a leadoff bunt single. Left it a little bit too close to Rojas, who was very quick off the mound. That's an easy 1-3 put out. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Now Rodolfo Nolasco stepping in. Rojas out of the windup. First pitch to him is ripped down the line. That's going to be a fair ball. That's going to get towards the corner. It's going to be extra bases for Nolasco. His second double of the game. Santiago bringing that back to the infield. And a one-out double for Nolasco puts himself in scoring position.
Center fielder, number 27, Tres Gonzalez.
He had a double back in the first. Came around and scored the opening run of this ball game. Now he's in position to do so again. Now, runner in scoring position, one away for Tres Gonzalez. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch by Rojas. That one couldn't come back into the zone. An inside slider. Oh, 1-0 to start off Gonzalez. Gonzalez 0-2. Reached base on an error by Tucker Thoman. That brought home the run for Bradenton. That one missed inside. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, just a touch off the plate. 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. Rojas kicks, fires. There goes the runner from second. Now a line shot. Caught by Thoman. Chance for a double play. He'll take it himself, and that'll end the inning. Tucker Thoman making up for that error in a big way. Two diving plays to his right. That will wipe away that one-out double by Nolasco. He doubles him up on the bag. And we'll head to the home half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. And Blue Jays fans, be sure to cycle on over here to TD Ballpark on Friday, April 28th, for Bike Night. The Blue Jays take on these Bradenton Marauders with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. There's going to be a pregame bike ride guided by Dunedin Bike Tours and a huge list of some fantastic raffle items, including an e-bike. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me want to pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot. This dichotomy, rock with me, we some prodigies. Lottie daddy, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's just
don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key.
I'm sliding, my loose could kill they violent.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Tucker Thoman saved a run to end the top half of this inning. Now he'll lead things off. Batting from the left side against the righty. First pitch, that one in there. No, missed off the plate. Just a touch, it should have been. 1-0 to start off Thoman. Thoman 0-2 so far today. That one caught the outside corner now. 1-1. Blue Jays leading 2-1 here, bottom six. The 1-1 by Loshorn. That one lifted high towards left center. Gonzalez, the center fielder, just in front of the track, will run it down for out number one. That'll bring up Peyton Williams. Nobody on, one away. Williams 0-1. He reached in a walk in his first plate appearance. Struck out swinging in his second. Lefty-righty matchup here. First pitch, that one missed low and in. 1-0 to start off Williams. Batting just 118. And the pitch, that one inside. Two balls, no strikes to Williams. The wind has essentially died down for the moment. That one ripped over to first and a play made by Cimillo. He'll take it himself over to the bag, steps on it, and that's a 3-2 put out.
Catcher, number 30.
Hard hit ball by Peyton Williams, but right at a defender. He's now 0-2 on the day. That brings up Sammy Hernandez. Nobody on, two down. Loshorn struck out the side in his first inning of work. Now, two quick outs. Just six pitches into this inning. Cut and a miss of that first one. Now 0-1 to start off Sammy. Loshorn comes set. The 0-1. Cut and a miss. 0-2 now the count to Hernandez. He's 0-2, 2 Ks. Calls time, takes a few extra seconds now. Back in. And the pitch. Rip towards left, but right there is Torero. He settles, makes the grab, a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Blue Jays. Took just 9 pitches for Loshorn to get out of it. We'll head to the top half of the 7th here at TD Ballpark. It's still 2-1, your Blue Jays in front. And Blue Jays fans, for up-to-date info on your Dunedin Blue Jays, including rosters, schedules, and tickets, go to DunedinBlueJays.com. And to stay up-to-date on lineups and game results, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back here, top half of the seventh. Kendry Rojas back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch, cut and a miss. Starts off Javier Rivas, 0-1. Just 20 pitches through the first two innings for Kendry, and he cuts and misses at that changeup. Now 0-2. Rivas, 0-2 on the day, a K and a ground out to second. Kendry, the 0-2. That checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. 1-2, now the count to Rivas. Two Ks through the first two innings for Kendry as well. And he starts to wind up the 1-2. Cut and a miss. That slider swung right over top of it, did Rivas. Third strikeout of the day for Kendry. One up, one down here in the seventh.
Alexander Mojica.
That brings up Alexander Mojica. He got robbed of a base hit by Tucker Thoman back in the fourth inning. First page, missed, 4-1-0. Tucker Thoman making a fantastic diving play to his left, knowing he had plenty of time with Mojica running down the line. The 1-0, that one missed low. 2 balls, no strikes to Mojica. Rojas shakes off Hernandez. Now he figures out the pitch. The 2-0, that one in there for a strike. Slider inside corner. That slider coming into righties. Now the 2-1 for Rojas. Upstairs, followed it up with a fastball up high. Left it a bit too high. Now a 3-1, good hitter's count for Mojica. We're always just one swing away from this being a different ball game. Blue Jays up 2-1. That one above the zone, just barely. Slider couldn't drop in.
Designated hitter.
Now a
one-out
walk. First walk allowed by Kendry. That puts a runner on. One away for Harry Custodio. Custodio, 1-2 on the day. Infield single that deflected off Mitch White and over to Del Rosario, who made a nice play on it. I thought he got Custodio, but Nobuoki Yasuda on the call said that Custodio was able to get that foot in there. The 1-0. That one inside. 2-0 now to start off Custodio. Mojica over there at first base, not a threat to steal. 2-0 pitch. Lifted right side, that's going to get up and out of play. Two balls in, a strike, now the count. Rojas kicks, fires, 2-1 pitch. Cut and a miss, that slider. Low, got in the swing over top again. Now time call to the plate. Custodio with the time. Kendry, the 20-year-old, out of Ciego de Avila, Cuba. Former outfielder, converted pitcher. He was a bit raw last year, but he's looked like he's developed quite a bit. That low and inside slider now blocked by Hernandez, keeping Mojica at bay. That runs the count full now to Custodio. Three balls, two strikes. Rojas comes set. Looking towards first now. Kicks, fires. That one called strike three, right at the knees with that fastball. Custodio thought he drew ball four, but instead he's walking back to the Bradenton dugout.
Catcher,
two down now for the catcher, Giovanni Planchard. Strike Strikeout number four of the day for Kendry. Another lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Planchart. Cut and a miss over top of that slider. 0-1. Kendry, when he settles in, his stuff is outstanding. Fastball that sits about 93, 94, and that slider that's got a ton of horizontal break. That one swung over top again of that slider. 0-2. Time called at the plate by Planchart. He'll take a couple seconds, regather his thoughts. Now Kendry comes set. 0-2-2 away. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Tillman. He'll flip it over to Pinto, standing on the second base bag. And that will end the inning. They'll take the force. No runs, no hits. One man left the board for the Marauders. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays up 2-1.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh. I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. I pick a banjo now.
We're back here, home half of the seventh. It's going to be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up for the Blue Jays, Robertas, Salinas, and Del Rosario. It's going to be a 1-0 count for Robertas, as there is a pitch clock violation on Joshua Loshorn. He's back out for his third inning worth of work. Struck out the side in his first inning, that being the fifth. First pitch to Robertas, that missed off the plate outside, 1-0. Struck out the side in the fifth, then three quick outs, all batted balls. For the sixth inning, that one cut out and missed. Now 1-1. Robert Robertas with his first home run of the year in his last at-bat, a solo shot in the fourth. That gave the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead that they still hold. The 1-1 lifted high left side, that'll get up and out of play. 1-2 the count. Out of the stretch. Loshorn comes set. He kicks, fires. Cut and a miss. Looked like the change up there that time from Loshorn got Robertas to take a half-hearted swing at it. He's down on strikes for the second time. Still 1-3. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. Strikeout number 4 on the day for Loshorn, now 11 on the day for Bradenton pitching. That one sent towards center, going back a little bit, and to his right is Gonzalez as he makes the grab on the jog. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Angel Del Rosario. Angel Del Rosario, he's up for the third time. He's 1-2. He had a double into right center field underneath the diving glove of Rodolfo Nolasco, and he got called out at third, trying to extend that to a triple. First pitch in there for a called strike. It got off the mid of Plant's chart. I think he might have got crossed up, but an 0-1 count nevertheless. Loschon comes set. The 0-1. That one low. Maybe a little bit inside as well. Count evens up 1-1. Del Rosario hitting his first double of the year. Now checking his swing at that one. That one was inside. Started to go and realized he had to get out of the way. He's now got a 2-1 count. Nobody on, two down. Loschon taking his time. He's not setting up until about 4 seconds left on the pitch clock almost every time. Caught in a miss there. Slider low and away. Delro fooled on that one. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. And the pitch. Ground ball over to third. Mojica with the pickup. Long throw across the infield. He's in time to get Del Rosario just by about a quarter step. Loschon, three up, three down for the third inning in a row. He's perfect through his three innings of work. We'll head to the top half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 2-1. Blue Jays still out in front. And Blue Jays fans, all home games and most road games will be live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays radio network. Can't make it to TD Ballpark or can't make a road game? Just go to DunedinBlueJays.com, go to Team, click Listen Live, or download the MILB First Pitch app, set Dunedin as your favorite team, and click the headphones icon in the top right corner to tune in and be a part of the action. Eighth inning coming up here at TD Ballpark.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no, don't go yet.
We're back here. Top half of the eighth. Blue Jays up 2-1. Taking a 1-0 lead back in the fourth inning, and it stayed the same. Kendry Rojas back out. First pitch to Cimillo. That one was in there anyway. He checked his swing, and he went around anyways. Perfect world. That counts as two strikes, right? 0-1 to start off Cimillo. And the pitch. That one lifted. Shallow center. Actually, towards medium depth, De La Rosa, taking a few steps in, makes the grab, and that's one up, one down.
Second baseman, number 54.
Kendry in his fourth inning worth of work. Just one hit allowed. Walked one. Both have been out on the base paths. First pitch to top of the order, Jesus Castillo, taking low for a ball, 1-0. That one in there for a called strike. Fastball, 91 that time. Velo's dropped a little bit here. Keep an eye on that. 43rd pitch of the outing for Rojas. That one just off the plate. Change up. Now 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. That one off the plate. Couldn't bring that slider back over. Now 3-1 to Castillo. Castillo 0 for 3. Ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. The pitch, that one inside. Second walk issued by Kendry. First trip around the bases now for Jesus Castillo, and that's going to bring up Emmanuel Torrero. Well, lefty-lefty matchup. You know what Terrero is capable of. You saw it last night. He's 0 for 3 tonight, but don't let that fool you. First pitch, that one just below the knees. Kendry just fractions of an inch off out of the zone each of those last few ball calls. Lefty kicks, fires the 1-0, that one inside. That was really the first definitive ball call of the inning. 2-0 now. Castillo over there at first base. He represents the potential tying run. That one missed inside. Now 3-0. Castillo, one stolen base on the year on three attempts. Depends on how aggressive Bradenton would want to be, and now with a 3-0 count, I would assume not very. That one missed. So back-to-back walks, and the latter being a four-pitch walk. That's going to put runners on first and second. The potential go-ahead runner aboard, and that gets Corey Reardon out of the Blue Jays dugout, and the entire Blue Jays infield converges out on the mound. They'll have a brief little team meeting out there to discuss their options. It's going to be Rodolfo Nolasco. He's 2 of 3 today. Both have been doubles, and he scored a run. Hit a double off Kendry in the sixth. Was later doubled up on a really nice line shot play by Tucker Thoman. Diving to his right to make that grab with Nolasco. He was off with that pitch. That was off the bat of Tres Gonzalez. So now the tying run in scoring position, the potential go-ahead run aboard. First pitch, that one low and inside. A good block by Sammy getting to that one. As I said, Nolasco, 2 of 3. Lefty-righty matchup. Kendry comes set. And the pitch. Foul tip, stayed in the mitt of Hernandez. 1-2 now the count. Big moment in this ballgame. Top of the eighth, 2 on. And a 2-1 ball game. The 1-1, that one, low and inside. Nobody warming up just yet. Actually, as I say that, I take that back. Blue Jays do have a righty warming up in their pen now. Kendry comes set. He kicks, fires. That one in the dirt, well in front of the plate. Another really nice block by Sammy. Now it's 3-1. Back-to-back walks have put runners on first and second. Tres Gonzalez, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Headed towards the heart of the order for the Marauders. And the pitch. That one, a broken bat. Fly ball to left. Santiago coming in. The bat failed Nolasco. And it worked out really well for Dunedin.
Center fielder, number 27.
Nolasco put a really nice swing on that one, but couldn't get anything as the bat split. And that gave no chance for any real damage on it. So now Tres Gonzalez will step in, batting 340 on the year. He's 0 for 3 today. First pitch, lefty-lefty matchup. That one's in there. No balls and a strike. Kendry looking to get out of this inning with the lead still intact. There go the runners. That one in the dirt. It got behind Sammy and off his right hand. So that went back to the backstop with the runners going. That was dangerous, but Sammy able to regain his balance and turn to grab that ball off the carom. So now both runners move into scoring position. The tying run on third, the potential go-ahead on second. Sammy took that one off the right hand. He got up shaking it. But he's going to keep going. Runners on second and third. A 1-1 count to Gonzalez. Kendry needs an out here. Kicks, fires. Ground ball over to first. Backing up is Williams. He's going to flip to Rojas, covering at the bag, and that will end the inning. Kendry Rojas strands runners on second and third, keeping the one-run lead intact. We'll head to the home half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays with a chance to add a couple of insurance runs as we head towards the ninth. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me
whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride. Come on, ride with me, ride with me, see where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me, baby, if it's meant to be, maybe we do, maybe we don't.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Yoldin De La Paz, the new pitcher for the Marauders, the lefty out of the bullpen. First pitch to Marcos De La Rosa, he pops up right side, up and out of play. Switch hitting center fielder, batting from the left side now against the righty. Blue Jays up 2-1. Going to try to get an extra insurance run here. Maybe even two or more. We'll take more. 0-2 now the count to De La Rosa. Three perfect innings for Joshua Loshorn in relief of Marauder starters. There's a ground ball underneath the glove of the diving Rivas. A leadoff single for Marcos De La Rosa. His second hit of the day. That puts the leadoff man aboard now for Adrian Pinto.
Second baseman, number one, Adrian Pinto.
De La Rosa singled and stole a bag back in the second inning. He's got a chance here. He scored the first run for the Blue Jays. Another lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Pinto, taken outside for a ball 1-0. Back up to the top of the order. Pinto and Santiago, the last two Blue Jays due up in this inning. Wouldn't be surprised to see De La Rosa take off. There he goes. Caught and a miss by Pinto. Throw down to second. He's going to get him. Really nice tag there by Javier Rivas. The throw was wide of the bag by Planchart. But he's able to get that tag on the back right foot of Marcos De La Rosa as he slid into second base head first. A big out there for the Marauders. Now, out of the windup, De La Paz, that one in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. De La Paz, the 2-1. Foul tip, stayed in the mid of Planchart now, 2-2. Time called to the plate by Pinto. He takes a step out, now back in. Wanted to throw De La Paz off his rhythm. And the 2-2. Up and in. Full count now to Pinto. De La Paz, the 20-year-old out of the DR. On for the fifth time this year, 4.50 ERA. Through four innings pitch, cut, and a miss. That high fastball. Pinto chased after it, and now it's going to be Glenn Santiago.
Left fielder, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Second strikeout for Pinto of the day. First strikeout for De La Paz. Now Santiago up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. Lefty out of the windup, first pitch. That one missed, a little high. De La Paz now taking his time. Starts that windup with 1 second left on the clock. The 1-0, that one low and in. Shuffles the feet of Santiago. He'll now dig back in. A 2-0 count for him. Two down already in this eighth. 2-0 pitch. That one off the plate. 3-0 now to Santiago. Tucker Thoman waiting on deck. Doubt Glenn will have the green light here. And the 3-0. That one low. Second walk of the day drawn by Santiago. That puts a runner aboard. Now two outs here for Thoman.
Shortstop, number 35, Tucker Thoman.
Thoman batting from the right side for the first time today. Switch hitting shortstop. First pitch. That one up and out. Now five straight balls for De La Paz. The 1-0. Soft tapper to the right of the mound. That could be trouble. Picked up by the second baseman. Castillo over to first in time. He's able to charge in on it and make the play. That will end the inning. So for the second night in a row, the Blue Jays will head to the ninth with a one-run lead. We're going to have a new pitcher for the Blue Jays when we return. It's going to be a righty out of the pen. I can't tell who it is just yet. But we'll be back. Top of the ninth coming up here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 2-1.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. The new pitcher for the Blue Jays is going to be the righty, number 11, Lazaro Estrada. Estrada on for the fifth time this year, 7 1/3 innings pitch. He's given up 4 runs, all earned. But the bulk of that was given up in that first outing he had in Fort Myers, where he went 1 1/3 and gave up 3. Since then, just 6 innings pitched, 1 run allowed on 2 hits. He's been fantastic ever since that first outing of the year for him. Taking a quick look at the Florida State League around here, Lakeland defeated, rather, I'm looking at the wrong day. I was looking at yesterday. In Clearwater, the Threshers lead the Mets 9-4. Jupiter currently leading Tampa in the bottom half of the 7th, 3-2. Daytona beating Fort Myers 3-1 there in the top of the 7th. And Palm Beach played a game this morning in Lakeland against the Flying Tigers. Palm Beach won that game 4-1. We're the only team left playing. That's in the 9th. The rest are in the 6th or the 7th. First pitch to Rivas. That one in there for a called strike. Estrada starts him off with a fastball, 94-0-1. It's going to be Rivas, Mojica, and Custodio. The 5-6-7 hitters due up for the Marauders. That one off the plate. That does it for Kendry Rojas. Rojas went 4 innings pitch, gave up 1 hit, did walk 3. No runs, though, on 4 Ks. The 1-1 from Estrada. That one outside corner called a strike. Now 1-2 the count. Kendry was able to get out of a big jam in the top half of the 8th. Got the first out, but then walked the next 2. And a double steal put runners on 2nd and 3rd before he was able to get the second 2 outs. Now the 1-2. Caught and a miss. The changeup that time for Estrada. Ahead of that one was Rivas. Big first out. One up, one down. One strikeout for Estrada. And now Alexander Mojica steps in. Third strikeout of the day for Javier Rivas. He was victimized by all 3 Blue Jays pitchers today. Now, out of the windup, Estrada kicks, fires the first pitch to Mojica just off the plate. Fastball outside 1-0. Mojica 0-2. Reached on a walk in his 3rd appearance. That one missed, maybe a little inside. Now 2-0. Blue Jays in familiar territories last night, but hoping for a different result. Trying to even up this series at a game apiece. That one low. Now a 3-0 count to Mojica. Just a 1-run ball game. Anybody on base would represent the potential tying run and bring the potential go-ahead run up to the plate. Estrada, the 3-0. That one in there. Gets a strike on the board. Now a 3-1 count. Blue Jays trying to avenge that loss last night. A heartbreaker in the 9th. And the 3-1. That one in there. Estrada gets right back in the count. Now full. 3-2. Out of the windup. 3-2 by Estrada. That one off the plate. Change up. Mojica started to go after it. Ended up not really offering at all.
Designated hitter, number 7, Howery Custodio.
Mojica represents the potential tying run, and they're going to bring on a pinch runner. Not sure who it is over there. They haven't announced. I didn't get a good look at the number. See if we can't find out while he's aboard. Estrada now working out of the stretch. First pitch to Custodio. That one in there for a strike.
Pinch running, number 2, Davies Nadal.
And it's Davies Nadal. Now, time called, and Custodio really not happy with that ABS call. He pointed his bat at the home plate umpire, Nathan Hall. Got to be careful over there if you're Custodio. Arguing balls and strikes never something umpires like, and especially when they're not the ones calling it. First disengagement as Estrada made a move over to first. Back in time was Davies Nadal, the pinch runner. 1 be surprised to see him take off at some point. That one fouled off right side, now 0-2. Davies Nadal, he's 4-for-4 so far this year on stolen base attempts. They need to get a runner in scoring position. An 0-2 count to Custodio. Estrada comes set. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Fastball above the zone, chasing after it was Custodio. He takes his helmet off in disgust as he walks back to his own dugout. And now Giovanni Planchart stepping in. 3-pitch strikeout for Estrada, second of the appearance, looking for his first save of the year. Rather, his second save of the year. He got one in the Palm Beach series. First pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Planchart. Nadal still over there at first base. I'm surprised they haven't sent him yet. Got to be going on this pitch. Estrada comes set. He doesn't go, and that one's fouled back top of the screen. Now Bradenton down to their last strike, and they're calling a balk on Estrada. They called a balk on Estrada. I saw nothing of the sorts. That puts the go-ahead runner, rather the tying run, in scoring position. Time called as Sammy Hernandez is going to go out to the mound and talk with Estrada, probably changing up the signs. I didn't see anything that could be called a balk. I am utterly surprised by that. So that means the foul tip into the top of the screen doesn't count. It's back to an 0-1 count to Planchart. Now, Estrada looking back towards second. Still out of the stretch. Comes set, kicks, fires that one low. 1-1. Either way, the guy at the plate matters the most. Get him out. You don't have to worry about the guy aboard. 1-1 count. 2 down. Estrada comes set. Kicks, fires. Fouled back. Now 1-2. Now the Marauders are down to their last strike. One ball. 2 strikes. 2 down. The tying run in scoring position for Bradenton. Estrada looking in, shaking off Hernandez. Now they come to agreement. Lazaro comes set. Kicks, fires. There goes the runner. That one fouled off. Planchard fouls off the 95-mile-an-hour fastball up above the zone. He'll have a chance for another pitch. Nadal was off with that last one. We'll see if they try to be aggressive and get him to third again. Estrada comes set. He sets. Now he steps off. Now a 1-2 count. That was the first disengagement for Estrada. Nadal still over there. Just off second base. The 1-2. Caught and a miss. Down on strikes goes Planchart. Lazaro Estrada comes in and strikes out 3 en route to his second save of the year. Blue Jays win 2-1. Bradenton scored 1 run on 4 hits. They committed no errors. The Blue Jays 2 runs on 6 hits. They committed 1 error. Dunedin improves to 8-9 on the season, and Bradenton falls to 11-6. The Blue Jays even up this series. The win goes to Kendry Rojas. The loss will go to Owen Kellington. And the save, his second of the year, goes to Lazaro Estrada. We're back tomorrow for Game 3 of this series against Bradenton. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Don't forget, it is Dollar Beer Night here at TD Ballpark. $1, 12-ounce draft beers, $1, 12-ounce sodas. Don't miss out. Dollar Brews, some baseball on a Thursday night. Sounds like a good idea to me. On behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 2-1. We'll see you tomorrow.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some flames. He's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big
big city we're in. When I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads. 'Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Not too far away. We all know I should be.